From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. A van veered into a promenade Thursday, barreling down a busy walkway in central Barcelona, Spain, swerving back and forth, mowing down pedestrians and turning a picturesque tourist destination into a bloody killing zone. 13 people died, 100 more were injured, 15 of them seriously in what authorities are calling a terror attack. In remarks from Panama, Vice President Mike Pence called the attack sickening.
The people of Barcelona should know our prayers and the prayers of all of the American people are with the victims, their families, and all the good people of Spain.
The late afternoon attack left victims sprawled in the historic street. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats met in Washington Thursday to discuss North Korea amid mixed messages from the Trump administration on how to deal with the nuclear and missile threat. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that together the U.S. and Japan will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat.
Together we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response.
Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korean aggression. It took bloodshed in Charlottesville, Virginia, to get tech companies to do what civil rights groups had been calling for years, take a firmer stand against accounts used to promote hate and violence in the wake of the deadly clash last weekend in Virginia. Major companies such as Google and Facebook are banishing a growing number of extremist groups for violating terms. This is VOA.